the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la tafdahni bi khafi ma tala'ta alayhi min sirri. ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِ. I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private. مِنْ سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِ. My evil deeds in my secrecy and my misdeeds. وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِ. My continuous negligence and my ignorance. وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِ. My manifold passions, وغفلتي, and my forgetfulness. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us that although hastening the sinners to punishment sometimes does not happen, but sometimes it happens due to the boldness of some of the servants in their sins exists in the Almighty Allah system, but this hastening the sinners can be removed by repentance. This can be removed by reforming the faults, and most specifically by beseeching to him. We said the example is the people of Prophet Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim assalam, that for those people the punishment was removed. Anyway, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sentence has referred to four evil doings: dissipation, ignorance, passion, and forgetfulness. We talked about dissipation, ignorance, and passion, the last of which was described shortly. Let us continue talking about passion. We said that passion means extreme desire for the materialistic issues, which this desire is for untrue and unlawful reasons. And this dangerous tree of temptations and accompanying the sinners cannot be destroyed except by repentance and turning to Almighty Allah. The truthful servants say, the most branches of the passion tree, which have grown in most souls and led to many sins and immoralities, are seven. First, passion for positions and superiority. Means you need to be superior to others. You need to see others working under your control. Second, passion for wealth and belongings, which I assume needs no further explanations. Third, passions for palaces and expensive mansions. Fourth, passion for relationship with pretty women. Fifth, passion for delicious foods and intoxicant drinks, which you may remember when we were explaining the beginning part of this phrase of Kumail supplication, we said an important tradition about the people after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were about to have and experience this spiritual metamorphosis. They used to pretend that these are not intoxicant drinks, these are only lawful drinks that are taken from Nabith. So they used to justify the wrongdoings.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Mentioning the seven most dangerous branches of passion. The fifth is passion for delicious food and intoxicant drinks. The sixth, passion for various splendid clothes. And seventh and last, passions for associating with wrongdoers and sinners. These seven passions unintentionally stimulate seven satanic vices, and they will eventually deprive all the human beings' hearts from the rays of understanding. These are the ones that turn the heart upside down. They will not allow the heart to continue doing its procedures, because heart has to take the light, attract the light of spiritual guidance from the Almighty Allah, and then dissipate it, and then use it to control the behaviors of the servants. But these seven passions will bring about seven satanic vices. They will bring about pride, hypocrisy, jealousy, greed, stinginess, oppression, and at last, wrath. Of course, explanation of each of these seven vices and their consequences requires a separate time, and we will not discuss them here. But even in explaining this part of the Kumail supplication, we took great help from the article available in the website al-islam.org named Commentary on Kumail Supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause
'cause I need you by my side.